Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 27th of the 5th month of 2025. It is a Tuesday evening and the time is 22:04. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this evening and every other evening that involves pulling heartstrings, because I'm an expert at pulling the strings of your heart, and hence why I am in this seat. So that I can pull your heartstrings, because I don't like it when you guys go to bed peacefully. Like, why? Why? Namibia is in flames and you're going to bed peacefully. Why? Why? Why are you at peace? Why are you normal? Why? Why? So, yeah, I'm that auntie. I'm the auntie from the radio that is like extravagant or whatever. That's me. So, good evening to you. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Today we are talking about self-sacrifice. We are talking about why are you giving yourself up to everything? Why are you giving your bed over when you are also having back problems? Apparently, no, I have to give it over because grandmother of mine came from the village. I'm not saying don't give your grandmother from the village. I'm saying, can't you guys sleep together? She's your grandmother. What is this? Yeah, you guys want to? I can't sleep with anybody on the bed, so I just rather sleep on the floor. Like, what is your problem? Why? Why are you like this? I'm also talking about the sacrifices we make. Like, hey, you know the finances are shongering. You know the finances are not financing. Yeah, but you are paying people at school. Why? Why? Apparently, it's black tax, what? Eh, but you don't have a car, but apparently, you're the savior of your family. We're also talking about you, there that is in the friendship, and then every time it's always your money that is going for the drinks. It's your place that is being used for parties. It's your beddings that are dirty on a Sunday evening, and you know you didn't sleep on no bed this whole weekend. Why do you do it? That's basically what I'm asking. You know, I'm just asking, why do people indulge in self-sacrifice? Why do we sacrifice ourselves for other people? Why? Because sometimes we don't want to be selfish. Sometimes low-key we just do it from the goodness of our hearts. And then other times we do it because out of obligation. We do it out of obligation. And it is what it is. I know. And sometimes we also get blackmailed into doing it. We also get bulldozed into doing it. We get pushed into a corner and then we are forced. Like they say, it's not by gunpoint, you know, when you go and confront people, which are, yeah, I even did this for you. And then they're like, yeah, it's not by gunpoint. You're like, how is it not by gunpoint, my friend? How is it not by gunpoint if everything that you do screams gunpoint? Don't tell me it's not by gunpoint. It's by gunpoint. It's gunpoint, this one. This one is gunpoint, but without a gun, because you are my relative and you don't walk around with guns, and you're my friend and you don't walk around with guns, and you're a colleague. You don't walk around with guns. And also there's no gun policy at our work. So fairly how I, the only people that are allowed to have guns are people that are security detail. You know, like Udonald is coming. So maybe I'm going to get an interview with Udonald. I don't know. If I had to talk with Donald Trump, what would I be talking about? I would ask about his toupee, and I would ask about his government, and then I'll ask his thoughts on Africa, you know, like, what do you think of Africa? Like, honest opinion. Like, what do you think of us? Like, inside your heart there, what do you think of us? Like, you think we are what? Or you think, what exactly do you think of us? You know, I would ask those kinds of questions, you know? And then I also go maybe into, hey, so you and Putin, you guys are friends. You like, because I just want to know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about why do people self-sacrifice, and we are diving right into the conversation immediately now, starting from now already. So the number in studio is 0832888401. That is the number in studio, and we are now officially taking calls so that you can come and tell me what you think self-sacrifice is. Why do you think you self-sacrifice? Because eventually, right, at some point in all of our lives, we do self-sacrifice. We do. We put other people in front, and then we go to the back, and we just let them shine, let them have the glory, let them just, you know, let them get the better hand, let them get the better things, and let them be comfortable. We all do it. And not unless you're like a villain. You know, if you are a villain in the story, then most probably you are the person that's getting everything, but you, when I don't give nothing, you don't give support, you don't give money, you don't give prayers, you give nothing, nothing, nothing. If you are on that side, then yeah, you have no idea what we're talking about. And maybe you can ask yourself, why do people self-sacrifice? Or why do people sacrifice themselves for me? You know, why do people sacrifice their comforts for me? Why do people do the things that they are doing for me? Because sometimes it's that lack of gratitude that you are having there inside your small heart, eh? In your tiny little heart. Because we only mess with the big hearts out here, eh? It's the big heart people. We mess with the big heart people. But you with your small heart, it's you that thinks that you deserve it and they're supposed to do it. And that entitlement, eh? That entitlement, maybe, right? If you could understand why people do it, then you would be less entitled. Then you would also be more compassionate, and then you would also be less selfish. Like how? Guys, less selfish and more compassionate and more nice and more loving. And also maybe you can also just sacrifice your own comfort for other people as well. You can also give other people. You can also contribute to other people. You can also go all out, you know. I have a friend that recently had a dad that passed away, right? And this man has children, like grown children. When I say grown children, I'm talking about you and I. We are grown ups, okay? Like, you thought that you're not a grown up? Not unless you're under the age of 21, but if you are above, you are a grown up, okay? In case nobody told you today. Honey, hi. Don't turn. Don't mute the app. You know, don't scroll to the next radio station playing music. It's you I'm talking about. You are a grown up. You are big. Eh? You are an adult. It's you. You are an adult. So, when we talk about having adult children, we're really honestly talking about the yous and the I's and the thems and the we's. We are grown ups, and this man had grown children, and grown children, married children, you know, grown, akurunu. And he recently passed away. And this is something that I've seen a lot with our community, you know, our people, where you guys, expect some people, right, to be the bearers of the family. Some people to be the ones that carry the entire family's load on their backs. Whether they are rich or they are poor, they must carry. So this person must go to let go and go and get money and bury this person. Or this person must be the one to pay for that other person's medical bills because they need a specialist from South Africa or from America to check their brain and what. This person must be the one that contributes, not even contributes. This one must be the one that pays. If not, they must contribute the biggest chunk, the largest chunk. You understand? So it ended up being a situation where everybody is basically just blinking. Everybody is blinking and everybody is just quiet, and the days are going. Now, if you know anything about our deaths, right? You do know that, first of all, for elders, we don't bury them like COVID, guys. How? It was only COVID that was taking away our principle, because our family members have to come from far to mourn. Our friends have to come from far to mourn. Our colleagues have to come from far to mourn. Our social media media friends have to come from far to mourn. You know, now we go live with funerals. I don't understand going live with funerals. Not unless it was a more personal and intimate thing, but you do find that there are certain people that are, that do watch the lives of funerals that can't attend, I guess. But for me, I feel like, a funeral is an intimate thing. You can't attend it, via the internet, but to each their own. So when it comes to funerals, there are certain people that just sit back and let other people do the work. You know, if you know anything about our seniors get buried with time. Our seniors are respected in that way where we have to wait. And even our young people, you know, as long as you were alive, except like for babies like stillborns or smaller children, you know, but we do still wait for the comforters to come, you know, for oshitondoka, you understand. So it usually takes about 2 weeks to bury somebody. Where I come from, it usually takes 2 weeks to bury someone. And in this day, so Shitondoka, where you guys run, where you guys just heard the news, where you guys are just immediately just, you know, we get up and then we go and then we gather and then we are in shock together. You know, we are all in shock together there. That's Oshitondoka basically. That is, to show compassion and to also assist in that specific space, because that specific space is also a space that is filled with confusion. And there are also a lot of, traditional or cultural practices that have to be done that you might not do, or some people don't even know that they have to be done. For example, with us, when the head of the house passes away, this is now the matriarch or the patriarch of the house. When the head of the house passes away, there are a few things that are done. One, the entrance of the household, omwero. You know, it has to be sealed off. It has to be closed up. The entrance of the house has to be sealed off and closed up. So, we close it off. And then we make another entrance either next to it. Yeah, just next to it. We make another entrance right next to it to show that the main one is closed, which are the owner of the house has passed away. So we are now moving, we are now crossing through the entrance here. And then Shikondoboro, the rooster, has to die. The dog has to die. The cow has to die. And I think it's every first male animal, basically. Every first male animal has to die. So it is the rooster, it is the dog, and whether the dog is male or female, I think the dog just has to die. And then it is the bull has to die as well. And then I don't know now, ikombo, nonzi, I don't know about those ones, but these are the three things that I do know. And if you know better, Taling, you can call in and come and let me know also. So this is what happened. So in this process, right, this is the part where the family is now supposed to be gathering and we're supposed to be talking most now. We're supposed to be saying, okay, so this is your dad, right? This is your dad or this is your mom. And this is the head of the house. And we now have to bury this person. So this is where we go through mother dearest things or father dearest things. And then we figure out if there was a policy anyway. It's either we go through the things or like right now, there are cell phones, right? So it's a matter of you take the death certificate and then you can go now from place to place and say, did he have a policy here or did he have a funeral cover here or, you know, something like that. That's when we start with those preparations. Now in some cases, there is nothing, right? And especially this happens a lot with people that have lived for a long time. They have a tendency of assuming, and it's well to assume, right, that your family will bury you. It's well to assume that, because You have sacrificed sleepless nights, you have sacrificed time, energy, your youth into bringing people into this world and taking care of them, and then watching their kids, and then also watching their kids' kids, and then you basically kept the family together, you fed them, you've clothed them, you've taken care of them, you've taught them, you have passed on knowledge that only you could give. It is well within your rights to expect this. Right? Because we assume that our families are phenomenal. And also, part of the reason, I asked an elder the other time, like, why? Because, you know, I just want to know why. Why are you not prepared for death? And literally, she said that, I'm not going to prepare for death like that. I'm not going to prepare for death. I'm not going to leave any money for anybody. I'm not going to leave a funeral policy for anybody and anything like that. Because I will also not see, if they got me a coffin, if they got me a tombstone, I will not see. I just know that in my life, I had a family. I have a family. So they must bury me. It's just like my dad. My dad's theory had always been that my country must bury me. I gave up my youth. I gave up my mental health. I gave up my life, basically. Or I gave up my youthful life for this country. And the least that this country can do is bury me. And so, rightfully so. He was really honestly buried by his country. And then he also got his veteran tombstone by his country, because those are things that he decided that, guys, if you guys are not going to go to veteran and make sure that Mina, I'm buried as a veteran of this country, then I don't know. But, Fele, Mina, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get funeral policy cover, what. I'm not doing that. My country must bury me. That is our obligation. That is my right as a person that has fought for this country. That's my dad now. I'm like, oh, okay. But it went through. So he did get it. He got like his final wish. Like he was buried by his country. Mainly he was buried by his family, but at least his country also came in a little bit later to come and also like, you know, give him Oshididiriko Oshuwanawa. And that was most now the tombstone. And it was exactly the way he wanted. It was a veteran tombstone. And, you know, Ministry of Veteran, they came through there, you know. It wasn't even, you know, it was okay. It was long, but okay, you know, apparently the waiting list is hella long. So yeah, it is what it is. Cause 2021 and 2024. Yeah, nah, but okay. So there is this expectation that we as families have that we are supposed to be buried by our families. We're supposed to be looked after by our families, whether in life or in death. And then there are some people that keep quiet. Now there's this one person, right? It's usually me sheri, nengeta the sheri of the family, or something like that, you know, some deep stuff. Now this person is usually the one that is breaking their back. Breaking their back, trying to just make sure that whoever passed away, or whoever is getting married, or whoever is being baptized or confirmed, or whatever difficult, or whoever's child is a criminal, and we now have to pay people, Oshidira. You know, we now have to, is it Oshidira, Uga? Or am I just talking out of the side of my neck? Okay. Whoever, so that we are not followed, you know, so that we are not followed by people's evil spirits and people don't witch us, right? There's always the uncle that has things on lock. That one that now gives his cow to the family that was wronged by one of our family members, you know. Sometimes it happens when one of your family members killed someone and they say like, like, our blood, the other people now, our blood doesn't just go into the ground like that, you know, our blood. And usually a family member gives, or the head of the family, not necessarily the head of your household, but the head of the family usually gives a cow, or we agree all of us as adults to give a cow, and, you know, as a form of payment, or as a form of, you know, peace. Offering or something like that, and this cow is now given. And this is why people from the northern side, of the country, they respect livestock, they respect cows, because cows used to be a sense of solving problems. It is an asset within the family. So when when the person gets married, they get a cow. When the person kills someone, we give the cow. And then also when there's a funeral, there's a cow. You know, cows are very important, just not as important as the Indians, you know, because the Indians are like, ooh, cows are gods. Look at me disrespecting others. Did you hear the who? Okay. So it's not the same as the Indians, but it is basically the same in a sense of, what the cow represents for us as, our Wambo people, for example. So that is what happened. So now this uncle, right? This uncle doesn't have to be like wealthy. Mm-mm. This person just has to be basically a person that we all selected inside our hearts that this is the person that we're always going to call for our problems. And this is the person that is always going to try and fix our problems. And maybe, just maybe we see that this person has the potential to be a great leader within our family. Or sometimes we see him as the softest, because we also have a tendency, like especially with family, we all have a tendency of taking advantage of one another, especially when we know each other's weaknesses. So now if you know your uncle smiling, doesn't never not smile, then you will always be asking him for things, because even if he wanted to say no, he would always try. And when he says he will try, he will really try. If he doesn't have, he feels bad about it more than you feel bad about it. And he'll keep calling you about the thing that you asked him that he cannot give you, if you got it. Like, oh, like that 200 that you were asking, did you finally get? Like, no, uncle, I didn't get, because in my life I only have you, and now I'm suffering because you don't have. And then it keeps him up at night. It keeps him up at night. And sometimes that keeping him up at night is the one that is going to drive him to go to the loan shark to go and get that 200, to come and drop that 200 off, or to take from his business money that he's supposed to bank, and then he comes and then he gives it to you. And that is most now self-sacrifice, because if you're going outside of your means, if you're going outside of your comfort zone for another person, and it is not even life or death situation, is that not self-sacrifice? That is what we're talking about. We're talking about the person that is there for everybody. And we're not talking about the whole situation of, yeah, I'm there for everybody, but nobody is ever there for me. I'm like, ah. We're not talking about they're never there for me part. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about this part. This part of self-sacrifice. Now, this, what happens, especially within funerals, is what happens is that most of us are not prepared for death. Most of us are not prepared for everyone's death. There are certain people that we prepare for, like our immediate, you know, like our parents, our siblings, our favorite aunt, our favorite uncle. And it doesn't mean that your whole entire family is your favorite, right? And we prepare for their deaths. But then it doesn't mean that we are not supposed to contribute towards anybody else's deaths, especially in a time where people show up. You know, you go and lose your mom, and then people show up in numbers, like your family members, they show up in numbers. Maybe your parents died on a day where all your cousins, they got paid, and all your aunts got paid, and everybody's suminaring the money. You know, everybody is suminaring the money, and the money is coming in nicely, so you don't have financial difficulties in the difficult time. You understand? And then there are just some times where there's no money, and then everybody just kind of keeps quiet, but then you find the part where your aunt, ne, is asking for the death certificate. You're asking, why do you need it? And then it's like, no, I have a policy of mine that I made for your mom or for your grandmother that I'm going to go and collect. Now you are thinking, right, that, oh, okay, no problem. Like, let's get this. Then you get the death certificate and then you give it to her. And then, ne, Auntie Dearest keeps quiet. Legit keeps quiet. Doesn't buy cool drinks. Doesn't buy potatoes. Doesn't buy usira. You know, because where the people have gathered, right, we must also eat. You understand? You must feed the people that came to you, guys. You must. I don't know you people in there that don't feed people. Like, I don't understand why I'm hungry at your house. Like, why am I hungry? all these days, I'm just hungry. Why am I hungry? I shouldn't be hungry. I'll eat whatever is being eaten, but there must be something that's being eaten. You know? It is what it is. So you find that the auntie, after she got the death certificate, she just keeps quiet. Yeah? Then you still have to, but everything still continues, right? And when you go and confront, it becomes a thing of, yeah, you don't know my life. You don't know nothing about me. Cry, get out of the place and never comes back. And then it is just like that. So it causes conflict. So we choose not to have conflict when we are already in difficult times, right? Because anything can happen. With those things, with those type of events, we are all like our emotions are all heightened at an extreme high. It's like adrenaline, dopamine, and alles is really, really just happening, you know? So, and family doesn't want you guys to be fighting and arguing inside the funeral process. So it just goes away. So you continue, right? Auntie made a policy. Auntie made a policy of 100K for this person. And auntie is not buying cool drink. Auntie is not contributing to the the funeral in any way, except just sitting there, peeling the potatoes that who bought now. Eh? And then auntie just goes, you know, she made a policy and you are thinking that, okay, you made a policy for me. Or you made a policy for uncle. And now uncle has passed away and you're not contributing to uncle's funeral. Like, how does that work? Why? How do you guys get it right? How do you guys get it right to cover somebody and not contribute to their funerals whatsoever? Is it just because, yeah, it's my money that I was paying. Then why did you use my ID? Why didn't you just cover yourself and then eat your money when you die? How? Now you guys are out here just giving us stress.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Listen.
Alrighty. So that person just decides like, oh, you know what? Whoever is willing to contribute, let's contribute. And if nobody's willing to contribute, I still have to bury my parent. I still have to bury my grandparent. I still have to bury my aunt. I still have to bury my cousin. I still have to bury whoever I have to bury. So, okui kwata kwata is most now not the way. So, this person just continues, you know, just continues and make sure that, because things have to keep moving. You that doesn't want to participate financially, you that doesn't want to participate in any way, you come to an event that is inside your house, right? I don't understand. Family members, guys, families, you guys must come out and... All right. The number in studio is 0832888401. Family members must come out and really, just honestly, come and tell us, like, where do you find the courage inside your heart to come to Oshiwiro, Shiri Maeni, even if it is not your house, right? It is your relative's house. You are supposed to viauka. That is why we have family members. Family members are free labor. Family members are free labor. You guys are supposed to come. You guys are supposed to make sure that whatever event is happening there or whatever gathering we are having there is going smoothly because this is your family gathering. Now you come and you win. Nah, you are just on the phone, but your relationship is new also. So you are talking for 10 hours with this person that knows that you went to a funeral. Like, why are they calling so much? They don't know that you are going to a funeral. So what you doing? You ate bread, huh? Oh, okay. Ah, no, me, I'm just here. It's with Shona. Yeah, I'm just standing under a tree. Like, yeah, the people inside the house are cooking. How? Now, even this, your lover doesn't ask you why you are not cooking as a woman. Eh? As a woman. Nenge, you would say you go to your family things and you are, where are you? No, I'm just here under the tree. What are you doing? No, I'm just, you know, I'm just talking to you laying down. It's hot man this side. Eh? What are people doing in the house? No, the guys are at Oshigunta and they're killing animals and slaughtering and making sure the meat goes to the kitchen. And you, as a man, you, what are you doing? You are on the phone, eh, with your soft hands. Ow! Yeah. You are there at home and you are just on the phone with your new lover. It's just, how? This woman is not going to ask you, so why are you not helping? Like, because Mina, I'm going to ask, like, wasn't the purpose of you going there to go and help your family members? Like, you could have, if you didn't want to help, then you could have just sent money. Like, honestly, then it's the same as whatever you are doing now, because there's almost now no presence. Like, you are not doing nothing. You're just on the phone. Hey, Lisa, how are you? So what are you doing for today? How? You are not even supposed to be having that kind of time when you are gone to an event of your family. So there's this one person that doesn't ikwata kwata, that doesn't catch, you know? They just get the things done. You know, they break their backs, they break their bank, they call through all connections. And that is why people say that friends are the ultimate family, because friends have a tendency of really honestly coming through. Friends have a tendency of being at the top of the food chain when it comes to assistance towards their friends. That is why people don't want family anymore. They want friends. They've decided that their friends are their family. That's why people want friends, not family. Because how? Family. Family, guys. How? Because how? It's deep. And then you call all your connects, you know, to make sure that, okay, they're by Home Affairs, hi, no, don't worry, my cousin is working there, just send the names and the ID, and then, you can just get there, and she'll be waiting for you, and she can make a plan. You know, this is the part where the connections come in. It's not kucha, it's corruption or whatever, even if it is, eh, you cannot blame people that are in a difficult time for corruption, because if there's only one person that is really having effort, the person is the one that's driving, is the one that's going to all the offices, is the one that's buying all the things, is the one that's picking out the coffin and paying for the coffin. It's the same one that's picking out the flowers and paying for the flowers. It's the same person that is going to the mortuary. It's the same person that is buying the clothes that are being worn in the coffin. It's the same person that is picking out and paying for the tombstone. Like, this is just one person, right? And they are breaking their backs there, and we cannot call it corruption if this is what happens in families. And this happens more than you guys think it does. It happens to you. Like, do you remember that other wedding that you went to where you ended up spending money that you don't actually have? Eh? And then till today, like, it's either you ruined a relationship with somebody that was your friend that gave you money, or, right? Because somebody said borrow, eh, one of your relatives just said borrow you, they'll give it back and they never give it back. And then also, some of us are still paying back, you know, like, you go and get a loan there at the bank and you're still paying it. You call it an overdraft, but it's a loan and you're still paying for it for somebody that died a long time ago. You're still paying for it because some people have overdrafts of 8 years, 10 years. 12 years for somebody that passed away a long time ago to make sure that this person was buried in a dignified manner. And it's as if this person only had that one family member. And I'm mainly speaking about family when it comes to self-sacrifice, right? Because I feel that family is one of the entities that require a lot of sacrifice from us as individuals. I feel like they need more from us than friends do. Because with friends also, you can also just switch off your phone. But with family, right? Your mother will call you, your auntie will call you. They will create a WhatsApp group and then they start talking to you on the WhatsApp group with all the other family members there about you not helping and you not assisting. So family is very deep, and we're talking about that sacrifice. We're talking about that self-sacrifice. So now this person is paying back an overdraft. The person is paying back a loan. The person is doing this, but the person is in a whole family, an entire family that is not pulling their weight. Now I'm asking you as the listener, as the audience tonight, why are you like that? You have nothing to say for yourself. Like you decide that your contribution, is basically just being there. There are some people really that can only contribute, in the physical, and we understand that one. But you can't say that you don't have money to the extent where you cannot even put a $50. You cannot, guys. And there are people that don't really have that $50, right? But they do come through. May I wonder how people say things like, I don't have money, but you are drunk every day. I know, like, ow. You must always have the first $20 for the first drink, and then the others will come by God's grace most. So that $20, why do you think that is not a big enough amount for you to contribute and somebody else must be the sacrificer of themselves? So why do people self-sacrifice in the first place? Let's ask now about the auntie and the uncle that decides to go all out for their sister's funeral, or their brother's funeral, and just decide to leave you people that don't want to contribute, that don't want to work, that don't want to do anything, right? And just leaves you people. She just hires catering because she doesn't want your mess. Because you guys are complaining that, why must I get up in the morning? Ooh, she doesn't want your mess. And then she just pays for everything, and then so that this is just finished. And now we're asking, why do people do that? Why do they sacrifice such large pieces of themselves and things that have the likelihood of impacting them later, like financially, when you take a loan or an overdraft or something like that from the bank? I would say that a nice thing, or a personal loan, right? I would say loans are supposed to be taken when you have a solid plan where you can guarantee that this money that you're taking, right, is money that is going to work for you. Is money that is going to make your life better in one way or another. Is money that is going to birth other money. That is the only time that I think that you should take a loan. It's when you have a plan for it in terms of it's going to birth money again. But if it is just for spending and it is just spent, right? Then I don't really agree with it. I don't agree that you should just go to the bank and get a loan of 100K and like for what? Like no, nothing, you are not buying a car, because if you're buying a car, right? This is your asset that is going to be transporting your kids. It's safety. It's all of this, right? It's not really considered an asset per se, but it is an asset because it also makes your life easier. And if your life is made easier, then that means you can think better. If you can think better, then that means you can multiply whatever is already there. So I do think that if you are getting a loan from the bank, you go and buy most now your car so that it can transport you, and it can also ease up on the funds that you are spending on public transportation. So that money there by the public transportation is something that you are going to be reinvesting and redirecting into something else. I understand that one. Or you take money and then you go and better your business, better your business. You buy new equipment, you get new branding, you do your thing, and then the customers will come, the customers are happy, and then this means that your money is multiplying. But now, just taking a loan just to go and buy hair, a weave, and you're going to buy for nails, and you're going to buy what? And, that one, then, I don't agree on that one. And then also, taking out money that is going to, basically, it's going to be something that's going to drain you, because it is for a death. And now, it's not that it's a bad thing to take it out. That's why people have policies and stuff like that, so that you don't have to be running around when your loved one passes away. So, yeah. So you would think that I don't think that it is advised to get loans for funerals. You know, I don't think it's advised, man, because we are done with the funeral and that's it. You stay in the debt, and it is not something that benefits you, because it's not like the tombstone that you put on is going to be birthing new tombstones and new money. It's not going to be, it really is just the same as death. The money that you take from the bank for death just stays as death, because it just stays there. It doesn't multiply. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't bring you anything. It just, death money is death money for death, and it's dead. You understand what I mean? So yeah. But people do it, and people do it because, one, they don't want to be ashamed, two, they don't want stories, three, they love the person that passed away, or they have their reasons, you understand? So this is what lingers in the background, or for the next couple of years, you're still paying off something, and it's like paying off for furniture you no longer have, or it's like for paying off a car that you no longer have. That you no longer use, you know, because you didn't have insurance, just got written off, and there's nothing else, but you're still paying for it until you finish it. It's the same. Dead money. So we are asking, why do people like that exist? Why are you that kind of person, auntie? Why? Why are you that kind of person? Why are you sacrificing yourself so much, right? Like nothing will work without you. Why? People engage in self-sacrifice for a variety of reasons, including love, a desire for self-worth, a strong belief in a cause, or feeling of obligation. So, love. We love the people we do things for. And sometimes we can say that sometimes it's not really love, but sometimes we believe that it's love, right? That is why you can have your, that's why you can have your car boyfriend, eh? He's driving your car because you love him and you are walking to work. I don't understand that story. I don't understand why you are driving my car, but I'm cabbing to work. Why? Where is my car? Oh, how to yiriku boyfriend ame bro. How to yiriku boyfriend yota stapa kuza kironga. No ho boyfriend da shitemfa kironga. Okuna kutura mo mahori. Every single time she's in that car, she must put in petrol. And also apparently he doesn't want petrol that's less than full tank or less than half tank if she doesn't have money. But it is her car. And then she must pretend like it is not her car. Like she must pretend that this person is doing her a favor. Like how are you doing me a favor when it's my car? If anything, I'm the one that is helping you look better. If anything, I'm the one that is helping you be better. If anything, I'm the one that is assisting you in dropping your CVs. If you're even dropping CVs. Because these people just become comfortable. And they're just having their girls inside there. I almost told you guys about the guy that was cheating on the girlfriend. And then they had a car accident just there. And in the girl's car, now the car is driven off and the boyfriend died, and it's just the mistress that's like, it's not even a mistress, it's just the other girlfriend that's there. It's like, it's hectic out here. It's hectic out here in the jungle of Windhoek City. So some people, right, self-sacrifice for the sake of love. Sometimes when you love somebody, it is easy for you to put yourself aside and let them shine. It's easy for you to go to bed hungry and allow your children to eat the last slice of bread. You know, that's self-sacrifice. That's love, right? And we self-sacrifice because we love others. So if there's only two slices of bread and you've got two children, how? Are you going to share this? Are you going to eat the whole bread and leave the kids hungry? No, you will give most now. If you are not a villain, because there's a villain that's out there like, no, me, I have to eat because I'm the one that goes and looks for the bread in the first place. So I have to be strong. There's somebody that's thinking like that. And you are thinking like, no, matriarch, that is no way. I'm telling you, people, how? So there are self-sacrifices that we do in the name of love. For example, you would give your mother your kidney. You know that you people can tell you things like you don't need two kidneys. But do you think that your maker was silly when he created giving you two kidneys? He gave you a spare kidney. Eh? He gave you a kidney so that you can function the way you are functioning right now. But because of love, right? You are willing to donate your kidney to the person that you love. If you are a match, you are willing because you love them. Eh? It's just the same as if somebody said that, no, I need bone marrow. You would jump instantly and give it. And also it's the same as giving blood. You guys don't see it as an act of, you guys see it, people that donate blood have a tendency of seeing it as a duty to their people, an obligation to their people, and it is seen as serving their community, which is the truth. But I would like to believe that people that donate blood are people that love. And they give love. It's a self-sacrifice, you know? They give their blood out of love because they understand that somewhere, somehow, there is somebody, ne, that just needs this blood. And if I have, I can give. That's why they do it. And if I have, I can give because I love. So this is part of the self-love or the love for others and self-sacrifice that we're talking about. So, and the next one is a desire for self-worth. You know, self-worth is being valuable within yourself. So sometimes, right, when you do things for other people, you deem yourself to be worthy and you deem yourself to be loved. And even if it is not, in the most, there's a negative light and a positive light, right? Because somewhere, somehow, if you are self-sacrificing because you have a desire for self-worth, right? A desire for self-worth, then that would mean you don't have self-worth and you find your worth within the validation from other people and the recognition from other people and the acceptance and love from other people. So you would sacrifice, right? Your love so that, or you would sacrifice your happiness or whatever you're sacrificing so that people can validate you and then you can feel loved, right? Like you are worthy. So if we are going back to giving blood, we have to ask, why do you give blood? Why do you donate blood? No, I just donate blood because I feel like somebody out there is going to need it. Okay, that is absolutely great, right? I understand. Like, the psychology behind it, like, great. Like, you are saving lives, am I? You're saving lives. But it is in the activities around this giving blood that shows you that somebody's self-worth is linked to the things that they do for other people. The activities around, right? Because you, winner, if you are anything like me, right? There are certain people that call it awareness, and I just believe that if I find a poster that says, please donate blood, I'll share it. You know, I'll share it. That's it. But when I go and donate blood, right, I don't make it a whole, I'm going live on it and I'm showing out here and I'm encouraging. And it could be a way of marketing because everybody hides behind the good intention of an activity, but the true meaning behind it, right? Or the true essence behind it is still unknown, unbeknownst to us because people are twisted and also people have low self-esteem. So now you find, oh, Auntie Dearest. Auntie Dearest donates blood on a regular basis, donates blood. when Auntie Dearest donates blood, ne, it's not a big thing. It's not a thing where, okay, guys, get ready with me to go and donate blood. And, oh my goodness, you guys must absolutely donate blood. It's not like that. You know, it's more of a personal choice and a personal thing and an intimate thing. I believe in intimacy. I don't believe in privacy per se. I believe in humility. You understand? I believe in having a human experience while you're here instead of documenting what is supposed to be a human experience, but now it is altered by your documentation of this human experience. So you're not actually having a full human experience. You're having a human experience that you are acting out in the name of social media. So if you are donating blood, you are there, you're laying down, you maybe take a picture of you donating blood, and that's basically it. And you're done. And then one day you remember, like, oh, this is a nice picture. People must go and donate blood, man, because people are going through a lot. And then you post it, right? That is different. Then there is the one that is, we're donating blood right now. We're doing this right now. It is now. We are sharing it everywhere and everybody that is being called, right? Everybody that calls, hi, so what you doing, ma'am? And then the person's like, oh, I'm just a bit drowsy because I donated blood. Everybody must know that you donated blood, because everybody that hears that you donated blood is going to come back and say that, oh, that is so kind of you. And then you get that validation because you have low self-esteem, and now you become worthy. You become worthy. You become important. You become in that moment. It's so short-lived, but it's something that is a big deal for people with low self-esteem, right? Because they find, or low self-worth. They find their niche or their niche in every little thing that they do. It's almost like they want to extort as much as they can out of people's emotions. They want to be people that are gratified and validated and seen as worthy by other people because of the things that they do. So I go on charity runs, right? And instead of having a moment, because the person that this is more important for is the person that I am assisting. It is not the social media people. It's nobody. Because if I am donating to Auntie Susanna and I'm deciding to have the whole soup kitchen, what with Auntie Susanna, right? Then I'm doing it for Auntie Susanna and the kids. I'm doing it for the old age people. I'm doing it for them. And there is a space where we can say that, okay, we need more things, so this is what we would like to happen. But why do we have to now, why do we have to plaster our things with Auntie Susanna's face? That's extortion or exploitation, you know, taking advantage of somebody that is in a bad situation to make yourself look good. So you look like a savior girl or a savior boy. Like, it's a whole thing. You look like that. And people turn around and call you a good person, right? You're a good person. You're great. You're phenomenal. And you feel like you're a good person. You're great and you're phenomenal because the other days in your life, you don't feel like you matter. And that's why you do it. Sometimes you sacrifice yourself so that people can say things like, oh, kana kamem, oh, shiri shiri, ongwe, oh, ongwe walandongo benjono, eh? Yoposa, the nyokukuru, you know? You do it for that. You do it for that bad emotion inside there. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, the nation.
Good evening, love of the nation. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Alright.
Why are you self-sacrificing?
Why we are self-sacrificing? Where? Self-sacrificing?
Just move close. Just move better to the network, ne?
No.
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Self-sacrificing.
When
a person decided to something.
I don't know what is happening to your network, Love of the Nation, eh? But
you don't understand me.
Now I can hear you better, yes.
All right. Self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
When a person decided to do something from the bottom of heart and do it for others also to benefit. Now you know why most of the people they understand the meaning of self-sacrifice. Some of the people, they only think about even gone with your breathing out, but it is not like that. Self-sacrifice means you decided to do something from the bottom of your heart. You do it for others also to gain some advantages, not only for yourself, but you decide it to do for others without even being forced, but it is from the bottom of your heart. Even it will poke your life, you are the one who decide for it. No one has to force you. You are the one who decides that I can do it as long as it would make sure that others will benefit. Now, let me start to the point. Do you understand me, Kriere, the network?
The network is a bit shaky, man.
It's a bit shaky?
Yeah. Nenge, are you talking into the phone, huh? Like,
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Yeah, now let me try to the point. If there was no self-sacrifice in the world, otherwise, most of the people, they did not achieve anything. Otherwise, most of the people, they did not become a knowledgeable and expert in different things or various matters. People have got achieved a lot of things. People have been becoming to the better levels, or they have been prepared with better lives due to those who sacrifice. If there were no personal sacrifice, otherwise there is no achievement. Otherwise there is no knowledge in the world. I sacrifice myself to raise an awareness to others. I sacrifice my life to liberate others. I sacrifice my life to lend and support to others while they are rendering, where they need for support, but they are not been able even to ask it for, but I have to do it from the bottom of my heart. No one has asked me to do that.
Yeah.
I am the one only who realized that the matriarch have a need or a need of this. I have to do it for her.
Mm.
As long as I should be ensured that she will benefit, she will going to have a better life.
Mm.
Now, which is important, let us recognize each other.
Mm.
If you realize that, oh, this person have do this for me or have do this for the nation, but it's only to due to self-sacrifice, let us follow the sweet.
Mm.
Yes, that is a good example, and it is so rare.
Mm.
It can only done by bravery people.
Mm-hmm.
People who have the nation at heart.
Mm.
People who have others' interest at heart.
Mm.
All right. Okay.
Mm. Okay. Mm. All right. But self-sacrifice, right? Some people sacrifice themselves for the wrong reasons. What wrong reasons would you think people self-sacrifice themselves for?
What? Sacrifice themselves, but it's for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Like,
unless they are betrayed by others, how can a person sacrifice him or herself for the wrong reason? Unless there's others betray.
Mm. Have you ever heard of somebody, for example, Love of the Nation, ne? Me, I'm looking at you like an investment. Me, I'm your auntie, ne?
Right.
I'm looking at you like an investment. Right?
Correct.
I'm looking at you like somebody that is going to come and save me from my poverty.
Correct.
So, every money that I'm having, I'll sacrifice
Correct.
Into your education.
Correct.
I'll sacrifice it for your life. Ne?
Correct.
Not because I love you or you are the best person in the world, but because you have a future, you are a bright boy, and I see the potential in you, you understand, and I want to jump onto the potential while it's early, you understand?
Alright.
Okay, so I put you through school. And I put you through everything, you know, through primary school, high school, university, and even there when you started your job attachment, I'm paying for the room, I'm paying for the what. Hmm? And then graduation comes, you think that me, my auntie sacrificed, you know, to get me where I am. She's my mother's sister, you know, to get me where I am, and I'm going with her to graduation, and you know, and you think that it was done out of love. Then you get a job.
Yes.
Right? Then you get a job, and then your auntie decides that she doesn't want to live in the north anymore. She's coming to live with you. In Windhoek.
Correct.
Okay. So these are now expenses that you didn't budget for these expenses, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she decided. Then she comes. And then she stays a little while. Then she better gets bored of the city. Then she goes back. And then now she wants to open a business. So she needs 50,000. Then she tells you that, I need 50,000. Please send me 50,000. Then you say, I don't have. Then your auntie says that, yeah, but I sacrificed my money for you. And now you cannot give me. Uh-huh. Okay. So you feel guilty. Then you go and go to the bank, you go and get the 50,000 you give her. Then after that, she needs you to send money akapurure. You become her personal ATM. Uh-huh. So she needs ihako yongobe. She calls you. She needs uhoho. She needs people yatutuhoho. And she must pay them. She calls you. Every single expense in your auntie's life now becomes your problem.
Is that sacrifice for the wrong reason.
I believe that that is sacrifice for the wrong reason. Because now, just hold on. Because now you are holding somebody hostage for something that they didn't ask you for. And every time they decline assisting you, you throw that one in their face. Kuchonga ende kufutiro skoranjoka. No job attachment ahoyi. Onga ende kufutiro refa no renting. Ama venduka tarane kuchoshima shine ondiro shitke peni. Eh. And you are telling me itovuru kutumi mariwa ya mbakumbako. Tumi mariwa ya mbakumbako. You understand?
Alright. Now, how do you think for you when such a person has done for you and you have a better life? How do you think about it? Do you think like such a person were not having a need? Do you think such person were not?
Did I ask you?
Did I ask you why you have to say someone?
I was going to make it without you. Hello.
How?
I was going to make it without you. And we know that you must go on that.
But that's the thing.
So are you saying that we must be slaves to other people simply because they assisted us when we were children and we were vulnerable?
Come and let us be honest.
No, I'm asking. Is that what you are saying? Are you saying that I must now be a slave to my auntie because my auntie assisted her sister's child?
You ask and let me make my point.
No problem.
How do you feel for the person to brought to you to such a level? You were doing better in school, but you were not having adequate support. Such a person is compassionate with you so that he can be ensured that you have a better life as like other people. That's why a person sacrifices his or her entire life for you to benefit. Now, why can't you recognize such a person?
Did I not recognize this person when I took out a loan for 50,000 and I gave you?
If you were recognized for such a person, otherwise that person couldn't demand a need from you. The person had to demand because he know that he is now on need of other things. He did not fulfill his life need due to the sacrifice he made in you or she made within your life.
But did I ask the person?
And now we betray that people.
Did
we
I ask going, the person? How?
We are going to enjoy on other irrelevant places and
who asked you? And, can she say you are investing in me so that I can come and save you from your poverty?
Yes.
No,
yes,
my dear. No. Then you should have had that conversation with me so that I can decline.
Instead of just go and extravagancy.
I know. Do I have a name all the time? Do I have?
But honestly,
No. Like a love of the nation. Do you hear my direction? I hear your direction of saying that people sacrifice their lives in order to help us. But my thing, right, with sacrificing for the wrong reasons is that you sacrifice your money, your whole life so that you can come and extort somebody later when they are somebody.
Let us be honest.
Okay.
Those who used to sacrifice for the other people, those are the very, very intellectual people. There is no way.
Yes, you know you cannot be manipulated by somebody that is stupid. You can only be manipulated by a highly intellectual somebody. We are looking at all these Bob snatchers and all these robbers out here, right? Not the ones that use their mouths, these scammers. We are looking at them as if they are not smart, but they are smart enough to defraud you of all your money on the bank. So, all Bototo, they have to be smart. Yes, all Bototo, they have to be smart. So now if your auntie is looking at a child with a lot of intelligence here and deciding, kuchanga, I'm going to invest all my money into this child so that this child can be my personal ATM cash cow. Yeah?
I'm speaking, you interject.
We are not doing that. I'm asking you a question, love of the nation. Kuchanga, do you understand my side? Because I understand your side. Your side is your side. What do you understand from my side?
I understand. Now you try to interject me. May I understand? I understand.
No problem.
Let me make my point.
Okay.
Yeah, there is no way an intellectual someone who deeply in his or her thought to render an assistance into your life, then that without being asked to do so, but that person would come back to force you. No, that person has done it with his or her willingly. Then you are the one to recognize such a person. If you fail to recognize such a person, no problem. God will do his practice.
No problem. That is most also just a threat that you guys give people. That was an indirect threat that you guys give. Kuchaya, God will punish you if you don't do what your auntie is asking you, because your auntie has sacrificed. Nobody asked the auntie to sacrifice.
No, it's
not even a God situation, but it's okay. If that is your train of thought, then it's absolutely fine.
It is the God spirit which allows the enthusiastically within a person's heart to
do bad people exist?
But there is no way a bad person to sacrifice. No.
I'm asking, do bad people exist?
Yes, they exist.
Okay. Are bad people smart or stupid?
How can you... If a person is bad, it is bad, Jared, how can it be smart?
Oh, okay. So you think that bad people are all stupid?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So people that do bad things, are they stupid or smart?
They're stupid.
Okay.
If they were smart, why can do things that will make others to look smart?
Oh, okay.
They do things that others have to look stupid because they are also stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Self-sacrifice, it can make us to be live a better world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem, we only don't want to recognize those who sacrifice for us. We only want to go and chili, explore and extravagance, which is disgrace.
Okay.
While others who sacrifice, they are on need of our help.
Okay.
But I want to listen from other people. Why they are escaping this question. It is too important also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Alright, let me keep on tune.
Okay, ciao.
Good.
Alright, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to come in case you would like to participate in the conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about why people engage in self-sacrifice, right? And part of the definition or part of why people indulge in self-sacrifice is, one, out of love. Some sacrifice themselves out of love. Some sacrifice themselves because they have a low self-worth. And then I also believe that in all of this, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that choose to invest in certain people so that they can exploit you later. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a thing called black text, right? And this black text that happens, right? It is when you are extorted and extorted and extorted and extorted and extorted and extorted and extorted. You are not allowed to build. You're not allowed to say no. You're not allowed to do anything like that because people have assisted you. Now, my question is, if you are banking on me, if you are helping me, choosing to help me in your life, right? You are choosing to help me in your life. Am I supposed to be repaying this debt for the rest of my life? Am I supposed to be living inside your pocket? Or are you supposed to be living inside my pocket for the rest of my life because you assisted me when I was younger? Because also, one thing, especially with family, right? One thing that happens is that when you make it, you never think that, no, I'm not going to go and assist my aunt or I'm not going to assist my uncle or anything. It just becomes like blackmail and extortion later when it is constant. And then also the person that assisted you, ne, throws it back in your face every day. So it becomes a thing of, yeah, send money. Send money, send money, send money, send money. Now, are you trying to tell me that my whole entire money that I'm getting here at Eagle FM is just supposed to be for you because you helped me when I was younger? I know, what am I supposed to eat? Like, in all honesty, when am I supposed to now buy a car? When am I supposed to build? When am I supposed to buy furniture? When am I supposed to put up my policies and stuff? And when am I supposed to start my life if all my money, ne, goes to you because you assisted me when I was younger? It comes to a point where we ask questions like, I know, do I owe you for you helping me? And if I owe you, how much is it? So that I can just pay you and then I can also be debt free from you. Because some people have a tendency, ne, of coming to throw this apparent self-sacrifice where it actually diminishes the quality of those that do it out of love and out of good faith, right? Some people just want you to succeed. That's it. They don't want assistance from you. They don't want help from you. They don't want anything from you. They just want, onkwanezimo wao, azakokohi. You understand? And whatever you are giving them is really honestly just out of the goodness of your heart. But when somebody turns around and they ask you constantly and they throw it in your face, kucha, andora kandaripo, andora nangwe kunampaudi, shashino, on this sacrificing nai, on di ganja nai, to make sure that you have a good life, so you must give me. Is that not just blackmail? Is that not extortion? So I'm supposed to feel guilty for the fact that you decided upon yourself as an adult to help a child. I was a child and I was being helped by you because you are my relative. And now that we are both adults, right? Am I still under that thumb and under that shadow? Some people self-sacrifice to come and have leverage over you, to come and have hold over you, to come and use you later. I don't think it is, if it was done out of good faith, yes, some is done out of good faith. But to be honest, at the end of the day, we must also look at the fact that people are intelligent, guys. People are intelligent and people know potential when they see it. It's just the same as you find these big artists. They sign this person that was having the potential of his life. They sign this person and then this person is under their thumb. Netsuo. under their thumb. They, after they sign to that label, or Shiri, you never see them again. Because it seems like other people just want to steal the light out of other people's eyes. So I'm going to take this person and then I'm just going to dim their fire and dim their light over here. Make them a many more in my thing. That is exactly what happens. So if you are going to be helping somebody, you must, if you're going to be sacrificing somebody for somebody, right? Sacrifice without expectations of getting something back. Because then that would be an exchange and that would be a contract that you're entering into with a minor, with a person that doesn't know that this is a contract. Because me, Mina, if I knew that you are paying for my school and you are doing all of these things, right? So that I can come and help you. I would have told you that I don't want your assistance. Nandi tarara kucha, andi managing angini mongkaramwen. Then also when I want to sell my soul, then and life is hard, then I can come back to you and say kucha, hey, futiranja anatango, then I'll do whatever you want. You understand? Then that is a true choice. But now you're taking me from my adolescence, you're taking me and my potential, and you are banking on me and my potential, right? And you call it self-sacrifice? That's not self-sacrifice. That's manipulation. That is you manipulating the system. You intentionally choosing to help this child because this child is hella bright. And you are not doing it for the future of this child. You are doing it so that this child can be your personal cash cow. Because if it was just for happiness, right? If it was just for happiness, you would not be asking in that way. A person that is humbled, right? Is a person that can say, oh, Opanga Urishe, how have you been? So, I ran into a problem here. And I was wondering if you could assist me. Just asking. If you could assist me, I want to do this and I want to do this, but I need this amount of money. You don't even have to say that you have this one, they must top up. No, you can just say you don't have. And that is how you speak. That is how you speak with somebody that you want their assistance from. You respect them as a person also. And they also respect you. That's how you ask. But when somebody says, ah, no, I really don't have. Kandi nasha roshijai. Shapoto tegerere komandero gomwedi. Nenge next month. I will wait for next month. Not end of this month, but I'll wait for middle of next month. And then we can see what you can do. Just check for me if you are going to be having. You know, that is asking. But me calling and saying, hey, how are you? I am fine, Kuku. How are you? I'm fine. On day in Dahara, I wanted you to send me 6,000. I want to buy a cow here and, I want to buy Oshipururo here and I want to go and purura my fields. And then you say that, oh, kuku shiri shiri ne, like right now, I really don't have. Before I can even finish with I don't have, then you tell me that, yeah, you are very ungrateful. How can you not have? But I'm the one that pushed you through school and I sacrificed myself and now you are telling me that you don't have. Then that is something else. That is, it's like, that is something else. It's not self-sacrifice. That means you sacrificed yourself so that you can invest in me so that I can be something that is a payout later. And I'm not supposed to be living my life as a payout. And when do I get to live my life? So, because I come from a less fortunate place, I'm supposed to be your slave for life, Angenone. Like, I'm supposed to be on pika weya andora, eh? On pika weya ra, oka ATM ambera kwe, ko FNB keri ya rampe ambera kategere ra kucha, wipura kucha, wakaro mpumbwe ipi, ndeto denge, tumi mariwa, ni mariwa na mwe, ongwe nga kuina. Ndeo waha kucha, mariwa renji wa sacrifice ane munga, Nenge wa ganja ne ku kungae oyo ne andora ye taiku po 50,000 and no 10,000 and no 100,000 andora ne. Because if we are looking at the truly what happens, right, is people feel entitled to other people's success because they have assisted them on their way up. But truth is, if I didn't have the brain that I had, then I wouldn't be in the position that I was. Then your money would have gone into water. in the first place. And if I knew, ne, that you are assisting me so that you can come and use me later, I would have said no, I would just try and make a way. Or the relationship, we can just cut it here when I'm going to university. Eh? And then andikai kwanjerangai when, you know, maybe go and steal cell phones, you know, and kwanjerangai when, so that when I go and graduate there, it's not a big deal. This is what we mean by sacrifice themselves for the wrong reasons. We're talking about self-sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, and why people do it. And you also have to ask yourself, ne, if you are sacrificing yourself for the wrong reasons for the wrong people. If you are going above and beyond for a person's success, right? Are you doing it because you want them to be successful? Or are you doing it, right, so that they can come and assist you? And what will happen if this person doesn't want to assist you? Are you gonna call them names? Are you gonna bulldoze your way into their finances? Are you gonna corner them? Are you gonna go to the witch doctor for them? Because this is what happens. Eh? Ototarere, you will see. Eh? You will ngae ngae nguto ningingao. Ototarere. And then all of a sudden tomorrow you are mad because you told your auntie that you don't have money now. Like for real, guys. Yeah? Because you told your auntie you don't have money now because you just literally put the down payment down on your car. And are you supposed to be walking for life because you are helping out there? Like, no, guys. No. You guys must chill on that one. Like, unenenga, you know, I don't see this, Nasan. I don't see this with men. I don't see men being entitled to anybody's things, whether it's their sister's children, whether it is their wife's things, whether it's, I don't see men having a sense of entitlement towards other people's things. Mara, the women, guys. The women. You know, you can find a man that has had a whole entire full house, right? And has raised children upon children upon children. And this man is as grateful for when you guys visit. You know, you visit, you take him maybe a packet of kofenya. You know, you take him a blanket and then you buy him maybe his omahere and he's grateful and of story upon story. But shiri, if it was a woman, you go there and she will ask for money. Like oshimariwa. Or you turn around and you say bye bye, and the first thing that when you just your car just jims, the first thing she'll say is like, oh, this person came here, no mihini there, and he's not even giving us money, but we are the ones that made him who he is. I'm telling women, how? Let's take a break, guys.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Ouyo mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuro yo kupitira mohoriki radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mkulo olongaha. Ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne no la no natu. Nenge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Hello, hello, caller.
Hello, Matriarch.
Hi, Boo. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. Hey, self-sacrifice. We're talking about self-sacrifice.
Self-sacrifice.
Yeah. Why do we self-sacrifice? Why do you self-sacrifice?
Sure, that one was a difficult one for our last caller to answer. So I guess that we're just going to be waiting for you to come through and also give us a reason why you self-sacrifice. Because everybody does it. Everybody does it in one way or another. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes it's mental support. Sometimes it's any kind of supporting another person. So the number in studio is 083-288-401. All right. So we are asking why. So the first one is love. We do it because of love. And then sometimes we do it because we desire to have a self-worth. You know, we want to be worthy. We want to be valuable. So that is why we do it. So if you become valuable, you sacrifice yourself so that you can become valuable to another person, so that you are an asset in somebody's life. And I think that one is shaky. That one is shaky because the minute somebody, you can't guarantee how somebody feels about you. You can't guarantee that you are going to be an important person in this person's life. So if you are doing it for that, then I also believe that is the wrong reason. Because this person, you think that, you know what? I'm going to assist. Especially there by lovers. Let's go with lovers. You think that I'm going to assist this person in getting a good job, you know, so that this person can see that I'm very serious with them and I'm really willing to soldier things out. Then you break the rules there by HR. You call a person, you bribe a person for this person to get a job, and you are now expecting gratitude. You're expecting gratitude, and you are also expecting financial assistance in your life. You are also expecting extra love. You are expecting any self-sacrifice with expectations at the end doesn't end well, because we can't determine what people think, what people feel. So you are thinking that, this person is going to love me now. This person is going to love me deeper than the oceans. This person is going to look into my eyes and say that, baby, you're the one. This person is going to be all about me because I took them from the slums and I made them who they are, and now I made it and you wasted with your latest. Yeah, you think you're gonna go a Drake on them most, and they're just gonna be faithful and they're gonna be great and they're gonna be great parents when you guys decide to make. You have expectations of how this person is going to act. Then this person gets the job and this person starts getting the salary and this person decides that, yo, guys, Mara, you that sells fat cakes, Elizabeth, eh? You that sells fat cakes, girl, I just don't see myself with you. You know, I'm in the work now, and I can't be seen with a person that sells fat cakes. I can't, like, I'm sorry, but you're no longer in my league, you know, and I'm sorry. And you are like, yeah, after everything I sacrificed for you, I could have gone to jail for bribing an officer. For bribing an officer to get you the job. I could have. And everything I've done for you when you didn't have nothing. And this is how you treat me. And this is exactly what happens when we do things for other people. When we sacrifice ourselves for other people's lives, right? With expectations. This is exactly what we are waiting for. We are waiting for a sense of non-fulfillment. They cannot fill that void. Nobody in this universe can fill the void that you are having inside your heart. You must just go heal. Brr. Go heal from your childhood traumas. Go heal from the person that hurt you. Go heal from all the times that you were seen as less than and unworthy and not important. Go heal, bro. Go heal, because that is how you're going to be bleeding and investing in things that are never going to materialize, at least not for you, right? And you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel bad about, yeah, that Nilifa guy, and I taught him fashion. Because women never go to social media for this. Women never go pull up at somebody's house and shoot them, you know? Women don't go and hahahura like people. Women don't do that. But women do sit in circles, and women do sit in cliques, and women do talk. You know, women send messages to anonymous, right? And tell us about how much they invested in dudes, you know, and they talk about it because it was an investment. I am investing in you so that you can be for me. And then when you are not for me, then I get angry. I get angry that you're not faithful. I get angry that you're not kind to me. I get angry that you are not worshiping the ground that I walk on, because I'm supposed to be your God. I want to be your God. I want to be the most important thing in your life. I want to be at the center of your universe. And then when this thing doesn't happen, then we go crazy. We go crazy and we pull up. And now you're getting married to somebody else, and I'm pulling up at your wedding, and I'm doing all kinds of things, right? Because I made you who you are, apparently. But nobody asked you to self-sacrifice. That was just you. That was just all you. You are sacrificing for a person that's never even gonna see this sacrifice that you are doing here. This person is never going to acknowledge the sacrifice. For them, it's just an activity that is being done. Like, oh, thank God. Oh, you know someone. No problem. It seems as if it is just, it's just something that any human being would do for another human being. It's like the love language thing that I keep telling you people about. Me, I'm not gonna recognize your love language because I don't understand it. So for me, your ex of service, bro, you washing the dishes is not a romantic activity for me, brah. For me, you're just washing the dishes because we live in the same space and we don't want cockroaches. Now you want to come and tell me, kucha, I'm showing you love by washing the dishes. I'm like, I don't understand that washing dishes language. It is the same. Now ask yourself, the way you are sacrificing yourself like this, tweet the airport like this, right? You're not even investing in your brothers and your sisters. You're not investing in your kids. You're investing in somebody that you are expecting them to love you. You are expecting them to come through for you. You're expecting them to marry you, especially there by the marriage. Eh? The guys feel forced to get married because the girls are the ones that are helping them pick up their careers. They feel forced to marry you people because every day it's as if I made you who you are, my dear. I made you. You didn't make nobody. You assisted me out of your own accord for me to get my life together because you know what a life that is put together looks like and I don't. But had I known that you were going to help me for yourself, I would have declined your offer. That is what we are saying. Which that self-sacrifice that you're doing. Why are you doing it? You have to have a valid reason as to why you're doing it. If you're doing it out of love, purely out of love, and even if things don't work out, right? Like, even if things don't work out, I just want you to be good. I want you to be fine. I want you to be absolutely amazing. I want you to do your best and I want you to have a good life. Then that is the reason that you should do it. Not these things of going to feel sour later because you look for somebody work. Not to go and feel sour later because you bought them a car. Not to go and feel sour later because they are not, you assisted them. I helped you when your mother died. I gave you 10,000 when your mother died. And now this is the thing that is coming up between you and your girls. That's what you're talking about. Nobody asked you for your 10,000, ma'am. No one asked you to go and look for a job for me. And even if I did ask you, did we have an agreement? Kucha, you know what? I'm going to help you because you guys don't want to have contracts with lovers. You guys want to pretend, ne? That your efforts must just go in vain. How? Hello? Hey, you guys want to pretend like you don't want anything in return. You guys want to pretend like that. Because how? Why are you pretending? Mina, if I want something in return, I will say, Kuchami, I'm fixing you up for myself, my dear. I want you to be good so that me, I can have a great partner. Hey, I'm fixing you up for myself. I'll be very disappointed, right? If I fix you up, And you are not for me, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be happy, right, that you got your life together, but I'll be very disappointed that you're not for me. You understand? So the person has a choice, which are, you know what? Don't assist me with anything because me, I'm for the streets. You understand? And I wouldn't want to be assisted by some girl that I have no intentions of spending the rest of my life with. And I'll be stuck with you, or I'll be stuck with a sense of guilt because this is why you did whatever you were doing. And also, if the things that you are doing for me have expectations that I don't want them most, then we can have, like, we as grown-ups can have free will. We as grown-ups can have choice. We as grown-ups, you understand? We can have a choice in the matter, which are yo. So you, Vele, you are saying that, you are going to get me a job there at Eagle FM at HR, eh? If I continue just being your boy toy. Then you can ask yourself, Kucha, can I really continue being this auntie's boy toy? Or am I just cut my losses? You ask yourself. So this self-sacrifice thing that we are saying, eh? It's something else. And then moving on, right? We also self-sacrifice because we have a strong belief in the cause. So sometimes, right, like self-sacrifice is most is basically putting something in front of yourself, putting somebody else's needs or something else's needs in front of yourself. So people that self-sacrifice, for example, are people that do these charity organizations that, Mother Teresa them. Yeah. Mother Teresa them and Gandhi later on in his life. Gandhi in his old age. Because you guys must go and read up about Gandhi in his youth. Because Gandhi was not the Gandhi that you guys know in his old age. Gandhi was not the Gandhi in his old age. Ne? We look at him now as an icon of peace. But how? It's just the same facade as they played with Joe Biden. They gave us all these causes of who Joe Biden is. And he's out there in his heydays, you know, about what he represents. Kanti, he's just an old man. Itadulu. On mitadulu. Itadulu, 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 itadulu. You understand? But that's what media did, right? Media ran with Joe Biden in his heydays. And it was like a veil. You understand? So, go read up on Gandhi. But we would say, like, Gandhi in his old age, yeah, people that sacrificed themselves for the cause. So he would go hungry because he believed in something, and then he was doing a peaceful protest or a hunger strike, and Mother Teresa was most serving the people, serving the children. And usually those are people that have a strong belief in the cause of humanities, you understand? So it would be like you that has a soup kitchen that you do. Ah, I know you are listening. You that has a soup kitchen, or you donate blankets in winter to the street kids, or you that does this, where it's not a media thing, it's not an outreach thing, it's not an exploitation thing. It's really just you telling people that, guys, you guys can bring blankets because I'm doing a drive-through and I'm going to be giving blankets to these kids that are on the streets because it's very cold. Like, because you believe that You believe in not getting cold, to be honest. You believe in not getting cold. You can't have double trouble. You are already homeless and then you are cold. You believe in helping. Because, we don't see that kind of activity done from you when it comes to teenage pregnancy, when it comes to police brutality, when it comes to black on black violence. We don't see that because you may not have an interest, a deep interest. You feel bad for people, but it's not close to your heart. And that does not make you a bad person. No, that does not make you a bad person at all. It just makes you a person that chooses what you can do and what you can't do. It's just like some organizations, right? Some organizations donate to cancer. Like, that's all they do. Whether it's breast cancer, cervical cancer, leg cancer, throat cancer, eye cancer, they donate to cancer. They come through for cancer. They have drive-throughs for cancer. They believe in assisting the fight for cancer. But you don't see this same organization fighting for TB also, or pushing hard for TB, or pushing hard for HIV, or pushing hard for against rape, or pushing hard because they believe in the cause. They believe in the fight against cancer. It doesn't make them bad people. It's just where their interests lay. You understand? And everybody has a choice. It's just the same as me. I've got these things for mothers that die at birth. You know, like, yo, it hits me hard, that one, because I feel like every child has the right and should be awarded the privilege of being raised by their mothers. And when a mother dies at birth, it shatters my heart, because I imagine the life of this child and what their lives are going to turn out to be. You know, even if your mother is a street woman, the kind of source in the love that she gives you, even if she's abusive and she's what, she has this glimpse, these little moments where she loves you like nobody else can love you. She appreciates you and sees you like nobody else can do it. So now when a mother is taken away, especially at birth, yo, that one hits me hard. That is my charity of choice. That is where I want to go. That is where I can invest in. I can go into the shop and buy a gang of nappies and go and buy milk and go and buy what. You know, I even wanted to be like expressing and giving to, expressing milk when I was breastfeeding and giving to the hospital. It's only that I was so medicated that I actually couldn't. So it's just my heart is there, man. So even when I do charity things, right, it's not for social media. It's just for assistance where I can And if it's finished, it's finished, you know. So we cook and we take, and we take clothes and we take blankets and we try by all means, you know, and we do this. This is how we do it. And it's for small kids. It is for children. And because children have no choice. Children just have to live in whatever situation they are put in. There's just no other way. You can't even say at the age of 5, I'm moving out, because nobody's going to rent to you. And even if they could rent to you, you can't pay the rent anyway. So yeah, it's hectic. So it's not that but I'm also the same person, right? That can see children on the streets. And instead of feeling compassion, to be honest, instead of feeling compassion, I feel fear. I feel fear, and I feel a little bit of disgust. To be honest, I can be sitting in my car and then I can close the windows when I see a street child. Like, how? It's going to steal my bag because they are on drugs. That's my judgmental mind. Yeah, it's going to steal my bag, and this person is on drugs. That is exactly that. It's the same person. So just imagine this. You have this taste, and then this deep love. And that is how we are saying, like, self-sacrifice is when you have a strong belief in the cause. So I can literally give my last dollar, you know, my last penny to a woman, not on the streets. May I have a thing against the streets? I believe that the streets is not a place for The street is not a place that anybody would go to. No, I don't believe in that. I believe in work. I believe in trying. I don't believe in begging. And me, even if you are a mom and you are standing on the side of the road and you are begging, I dismiss you instantly. I associate it to drug and alcoholism. And then I also I associate it to child abuse instantly, especially when you are begging with your children. It gives me the illusion of manipulation. It gives me the illusion of you brought your child to exploit the fact that you have a child here. And also, there was a day that this couple came with their baby there at my workplace in the morning, and this guy was literally begging, right? And in his begging, he's begging clients, and then he's begging me as well. So I gave him like $20 and or $20. I gave him $20, and he also went and got like $10 and another $10. So he basically had a $40 that he got from us that was sitting there at reception. And then he had the audacity to, because the girls have like, they've got like tips that they get, right? So they put it there in jars. This guy had the audacity to try and steal out of the girls' tip jars. So it like those things are the ones that make me dismiss them completely. Street people, nah. Call me a hater, call me whatever. Like, nah, I don't mess with the street people. Even if they are having kids, even if the baby is brand new, no kanko, nakatokokapo, I will not. It is not. I don't feel nothing except fear and disappointment. No. I don't. But they're by the hospital. If you are laying in the hospital and you just gave birth and there are complications, there was a lady that had given birth, but she was transported like from Opo or something. She had a complicated birth. And when I was doing my runs now in the hospital there at maternity, where I was doing my runs, because usually what happens is that we go to the sisters and then we ask them, who needs more assistance before we open bags, before people have a choice to choose and whatever and to take, right? We ask for people that have more need than others. So there was this lady that had nothing. She was literally laying in Oshitengi. And the baby was wrapped in a hospital blanket. So that, for me, that one, like, because I believe that no mother wants to be in a position where she cannot give her child something as basic as a t-shirt or a jumpsuit to wear when they are born. So that's where my heart is. So I believe in the cause. I believe in, I believe in the, the mothers there at giving birth, the mothers that are taking care of their kids, the mothers that are trying, guys, like, I believe in them. I believe in principles and morality as well. I don't believe that anybody should do immoral things in the name of feeding children, because children are satisfied by the bare minimum. Children need a parent that is active and attentive. Children need parents that are sober. People need parents that are trying. Children will understand always when there is nothing. And this is all we are eating. Children will always understand. Children will understand if you are going out there to go and say that, oh, I'm going to wash these clothes. At my in-laws, there's this old auntie that comes and irons, my in-laws' clothes, like my father-in-law and my mother-in-law's clothing, right? This woman, this cuckoo comes. She has been working for them for 20 years. This cuckoo comes, ne, with her children, her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. They come, they sit, and they eat and they clean and they are just there watching TV in the sitting room. It has been like that for 20 years. It's first she came with one child, then the next time she came with what? But she gets her money. And when she gets her money, she also gets some supplies from the in-laws, because there are only two in the house most. So she gets some supplies from there, and that is work. That is work. This thing of selling pum pum and saying that you're trying to support kids, guys. Nah, that's immoral. Like, what is that? Like, you only know how to lay on your back. You mean to say that in this whole year, you didn't get $65 so that you can sell knickknacks? It's because you want fast money. You must be honest. It's because you want bigger money, and you know that pum pum sells, and pum pum has more money. Well, unless you have another problem also that's eating up the money. But you cannot tell me that you are a prostitute because you want to feed your kids, because children grow. And what are your children going to amount to if you are selling pom pom and you are never home? Your children are exposed to so many things when you are not available. And if you are not going to be available, right, then be not available because you are trying, not because you're standing under the bridge hoping for a man to come and take advantage of you. Nah, bruh. Call me a hater, but nah, man. Nah, no, bro, no, not that one. Ah, other people are selling tomatoes and brooms, and you're telling me that this is the only source of income that you can find. Eh? Other people are picking up papers for a living, and you're telling me that the only thing that you can most probably find is just selling pum pum. Nah, bruh. You have skills, man. You have skills. It's like, eh, okay, if you're going to tell me that, no, I need capital and I'm going to sell pum pum, that's a once-off thing. Then there, maybe I can see, if I see the hustle after you sold the pum pum and then you are otokonjo, then maybe I can say it was startup capital. But guys, no, eh, every time it's startup capital, you're graduating, all of them, we are doing prostitution to pay for our school. I know. Because NASFAF targets people that are less fortunate. Yeah? Less fortunate. Guys, you cannot, like, no. Then, no. We must stop. Stop lying about these things. And just come straight out with it. If we can be honest with ourselves, maybe we can also just stop doing the bad things that we do. So, no. I don't think that it's self-sacrifice for you to sell pum pum and say that it is in the name of my kids. You're not selling pum pum in the name of your kids. You're selling pum pum because you don't want to sell brooms. You're selling pum pum because you don't want to. Everything else doesn't make as much money. And you want much money. That's what you want. You're not trying to buy bread. No. You're not trying to buy bread. Because even when you do sell pum pum, you don't buy bread anyways. So, I'm a hater, but yeah. So it's for a strong cause. And then also one of the reasons that we self-sacrifice is a feeling of obligation. That feeling of obligation is when somebody has assisted you and you feel obliged to sacrifice yourself for them. Or times you feel the need to sacrifice yourself for your sister's child because your sister died and your sister's child only has you. It is out of obligation. It's not because it's what you want. It's not because of whatever. You feel obliged to do it. So find it inside your heart to figure out why you are the way you are, so that maybe, just maybe, you can tell yourself some truths. Maybe you can tell yourself, I'm not as brilliant as I thought. I'm just doing it because of obligation. Or I'm not all that. I'm just doing it because there's nobody else to do it. And then you can maybe stop beating yourself up about little things like missing Christmas, etc., etc. Maybe, just maybe, in that we can have a headliner that is worthy of real conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, from me, the matriarch, right? I bid you guys farewell forever and a day. You are in my heart. You are in my thoughts. You are in my soul. I love you. And otatwi chekeninga ongura at around 2100 hours all the way to midnight. From me, I say bye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact.